I think we easily get bored when we do the same thing day in and day out, and especially when we become quote unquote professionals, right? Peter and his crew were professional fishermen. They knew the water. They understand the surroundings. Yet today the good Lord asked them to cast into the deep, doing something extraordinary in the ordinary. They knew their surroundings. They knew everything. But they had to learn to trust in the goodness of God, who surpasses their comprehension, their understanding, their surrounding. At times, too, we will be called to cast into the deep, to do things that that are outside of our own comfort zone. But without that happening, then we cannot grow in the faith. Then faith become just quote unquote an insurance policy for us, something that we do just quote unquote just in case something happened. Faith requires to grow. Faith requires to cast into the deep, and faith requires us. Once we have recognized the graciousness, the goodness, and the bounty of the good Lord, way beyond our comprehension, we bring other people to that as well. Peter called his friends for help once he recognized that this is much bigger than me. So they, by the act of bringing his friends to the Lord, he's already became fishermen. Right, he casts out his net, but not with his own ability, but now trusting in the Lord himself. Which leads us toward the first reading from St. Paul today, where we're being reminded that we have been delivered by God from the power of darkness and enslavement to sin to live in the kingdom of light, the kingdom of the beloved Son, the kingdom of true liberation and freedom. Are we still being held back by our own comfort, our own desires, our own wants, our own controls, or will we let God be in control? Will we choose to live in the light, or do we prefer the darkness of our very own comfort? The lights will hurt, right? Especially if we're so used to darkness, if we're so used to the things that entice us for the moment, the lights will burn away all those things and will hurt in the beginning. But only living in the light can we shed away all those things that still enslave us, all those things that still hold us back, so that we can truly trust, believe, and live in the graciousness of God.